Amen. For the light and lights that has come our way today, since the covenant hours, the Shiloh prayer hour began, and he opened the day up for us, lift up your two hands and give this God thanks. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Lerode Shigalarid. Thank you, Jesus, for light. Thank you, Jesus, for light. Thank you, Jesus, for lights. You are the Father of lights. Thank you for showing us your lights since we came on this mountain. Thank you for today, particularly where we are right now. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. You know something, please hear this. God hears thanksgiving faster than he does intercession. Thanksgiving is not an accolade, it's not a conjunction in prayer. God hears thanksgiving faster than he does intercessions. He never prayed over the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He gave thanks and the bread multiplied. You know why? Thanksgiving is the will of God. Now, intercession requires that to get the correct will of God from scriptures. Thanksgiving doesn't need scriptures. You can pray amiss. You can't thank amiss. Amen. Jesus got to where Lazarus was, as dead as he was. Father, I thank you. Not, Lazarus, come forth. Now, come forth. And thanksgiving brought Lazarus out in a moment. Sir, don't play with thanksgiving. It's the will of God. And having not the will of God, you need patience, you obtain the promise. So thanksgiving is not a thing you do as you feel or after you have prayed. It's a capital prayer project. Capital prayer project. Father, I thank you. And bread multiply. You know something? You won't suffer lack in hard times if you know the meaning of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving multiplies food supernaturally. Thanksgiving. Now, take away from here. God hears thanksgiving faster than he does intercessions and supplications. Jesus, I thank you for my family. He said, here. I'll perfect whatever it means there. Jesus, I thank you for my business. Who am I that I should have a business? He said, I hear. He hears straight. Thanksgiving is one of the addictions of my life. Addiction. It's an addiction. It's not something I'm trying to practice. It's an addiction. Addiction. Our daughter was there and I said, thank you, Jesus. I know you have a way out. He said, well, I know. You got me. He has his way out. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So when I say thank you, and I say now pray, be free from the devil. Yeah, kaka, kaka, kaka. Now, can I tell you this? 90% of the force behind this church growth is thanksgiving. This church that we are in, this small church we are in, behind it is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving on 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Ceaseless, genuine, not scornful thanksgiving. Papa said we should thank you, so thank you. Thank you. If I don't thank you, I say I'm not a winner. I thank you. I'm not a son of the prophet, so I thank you. I thank you. Papa said we should thank you. I'm thanking you. But you know my condition. But I thank you. Genuine thanksgiving advances people. It's your turn for advancement. Amen. Now, I want to do something. Thank him for what he has shown you since you came. Would you try to do it? Thank him. And as you thank him, he multiplies them back to you. Thank him. Thank him for what he has shown you since you came. I thank you, Jesus. Thanks give us for the word on under of revelation. I thank you for what things you have shown me since I came in here. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. May thanksgiving become your new spiritual addiction. Yeah. Nothing will die around your life again. Yeah. With genuine thanksgiving, you keep going forward all the way. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the first world, the second world. Thank you for the choir ministrations. Thank you for testimonies. They are all your doings. Take all of our praise in Jesus' name. Speak to us again this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Please get seated. Shiloh is ending too fast. What a mountain of blessings has been for us. I'll be speaking to what I've captioned, engaging covenant channels of blessings to flourish in hard times. His blessings, they make rich and add no sorrow with it. Covenant channels of blessings. What are the avenues of blessings ordained for us in scriptures? We're looking at four of them in this session. First one is obedience. That constitutes the principal channel of blessing. It brings us into the blessings and preserves the blessing. We saw Abraham's flourishing destiny built on the stronghold of obedience. Obedience was the stronghold of Abraham's walk with God. Obedience. We saw it in chapter 12. We saw it in chapter 13 of Genesis. Chapter 17 of Genesis on the circumcision. We saw it in chapter 22. Tireless, delightsome, cheerful obedience. And for Abraham's seed, you do the works of Abraham. Abraham obeyed into the realm of sworn blessing, sworn by myself, have I sworn. That in blessing, I will bless you. Because you have obeyed my voice. Hemokanias. Obedience is the covenant principal channel of blessing. Principal channel. Obedience. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do the commandments of the Lord as I command you today, that the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. And I will cause your enemies that rest up against you to be smitten before your face. They come against you one way, I will make them flee in seven ways. So he brings you to the blessings and preserves the blessings. Obedience, the covenant principal channel of blessings. Until you know and embrace obedience, you don't know his blessings. Until you know and embrace obedience, you don't know his blessings. Amikineko prektanura sheliabo. Can I tell you the weakness of sin? Sin penetrates through thoughts. If you can stop the thought, you have conquered the sin. Mark 7, 21 to 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts. Which includes adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defy the man. So instead of fighting something external, conquer the thoughts. You have conquered the vices. Stop the thought. How do I stop it? And get the blood against it. The blood is the only access to our conscience. The blood. When the blood comes in, Hebrews 9:14, it cleanses us from every dead work or dead thought to serve the living God. Praise God. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge our conscience from evil works or evil thoughts to serve the living God? The blood of Jesus. No, not here. The blood of Jesus. No, not here. The blood of Jesus. No, not here. The blood of Jesus. No, no, no. Then the blood speaks. I say, free, free, free. It's the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks liberty. What does he speak? Liberty. He said, turn to your son, O Jesus, prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will render double unto you. The blood of Jesus has a stronghold in battle. If you read that Zechariah chapter, is it 9? You start from 9. You find the rider of the ass, Jesus. As for thee, by the blood of the covenant of the rider of the ass, I have set for your prisoners out to the peace where there is no water. Turn it to your son, even today I declare I would render double unto you. You can free your conscience. Not by tongue, though. By the blood. You better apply the appropriate weapon. If they give you something for eye drop, you put it in the ear, it will deafen your ear. Tongues can't clear your conscience. is the blood. Correct treatment. That means of no use if the treatment is not correct. The blood. Obedience. Now, you know something? That's a lifeline. No evil thought will survive in your heart again. I call that verse spirituality made simple. Fight the thoughts, overcome the thoughts, overcome the acts. Second channel of blessings we're looking at this morning is the channel of godliness. It unleashes its blessings. Supernaturally. The word says, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness profits unto all things, adding value to you in the life which now is, and securing the life for you in the hereafter. There's a popular scripture in Isaiah 32. And as he pours his spirit, his blessings come upon us, and we dwell safely in the wilderness, and we enjoy peace with God. Let's go to Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, I think verse 16 or 15, let's start. Praise God. Until the spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness shall be a fruitful field, the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. And then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be what? Peace. Effect of righteousness shall be what? Quietness and assurance forever. It is confidence that puts God's people in command of the supernatural. Confidence in God. Not both ways. And righteousness is what imbues confidence. The righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked runs when no man pursues him. Praise God. Okay. So it turns our wilderness to a garden. Hearken unto me, all ye that follow after righteousness. Isaiah 51 verse 1 and 2 and to 3. Look to Abraham your father. Say that be at thee. I called him alone and blessed him and increased man. Hearken unto me, all ye that follow after righteousness. I will turn your wilderness to Eden and your desert to the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be had in thee, thanksgiving on the west of the Lord, and made merry. So there's a turnaround that righteousness tears. Not appropriate righteousness that they are teaching right now. Not revealed righteousness that they're propounding right now. Biblical righteousness. It that doeth righteousness. It's righteousness. That's the Bible. No, it that appropriates righteousness. It that doeth righteousness. It's righteousness. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It enhances our quality of life. Living one's life out for God enhances our quality of life. Number three channel which we're coming into is priestly blessing. What do I call it? God pronounced blessing on Abraham and still brought Melchizedek his way to proclaim a blessing that God will confirm. You know, God is a God of protocols. Amen. And blessed be Abraham of God, possessor of heaven and earth. That was it. After this manner shall ye bless the children of Israel. That's God's priesthood command for the priest. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. That means may God smile on you and be gracious to thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now, 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Watch. They will proclaim it. I will confirm it. And with a seal, they put my name on them. It's my property. This belongs to me. Satan, stay off. This me. Many lack access to priestly blessing. They just lack it. They don't even think they need it. The Lord called me to ministry. I had a wonderful experience in that vision. And then, I will not have you go like others have gone. He said, I will have hands laid on you. You shall be filled with the spirit of wisdom after the order of Deuteronomy 34 and verse 9. God told me directly, not that somebody told me. He told me you need a priestly blessing for this journey. So you won't go struggling like others. You need priestly blessing for this journey. And I obeyed. God orchestrated it, sir. God orchestrated the whole thing. There was no human hand in it. You heard the story several times. Baba redemption come. I sent to him, I said, God said, you should, because I asked who listened for me, say him. God has a right to do anything he wants to do. So I sent to him, there's a meeting coming on here. You're expected to be here. What an invitation. Amen. Not are you chance or you are not chance. He said, it's busy. That time is somewhere else. I said, God, he said, it's busy. He said, it's coming. No games. He got through back to me, he said, I'm coming. God told me I must come. Can't you see the grammar? Don't fake this thing, sir. Don't fake it. The rest is history. The wisdom of God packaged for me through that tunnel is working every day. One proof of wisdom is pressure-free life. All our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. When you see tension, it's wisdom's efficiency. Wisdom deflates tension. Wisdom deflates tension. Wisdom amen. So God has reserved some priestly blessings for you along certain lines. Find it, connect with it, and collect it. It's so important. If Abraham needed priestly blessing, you and me need it. You and me need it much more. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and he has according to the promise. A bundle of priestly blessings. priestly blessings. Priestly blessings. I've had strong blessing from God, but I had plenty of priestly blessings on my life. Fresh oil, Lord, fresh oil is stuck. I've never known, what do they call that thing? Burn out. Fresh oil, Lord, fresh oil, that's all. Again proclaimed. This hand will never know dryness. Our Bishop Benson it also proclaimed it. This hand will never know dryness. Abraham paid the tithe, and God said, look, you need the blessing. And Melchizedek proclaimed the blessing. This generation is too much. Someone once said, I don't want to live under any man's shadow. Then give back to yourself. You are under the shadow of your parents forever. Even when they are dead, you are still behind their name. Amen. Do you change your name because your father is dead? I've been under prophetic shadows without losing my identity. Without losing, they are only adding to me. I've not added one thing to any of them. No. The less is blessed, all the better. I've not added one thing that I know in my life to them. I don't have what they need. It's me that need what they have. And again, you have not seen anything yet. I'll be hearing only good news from you, the family, and the ministry. That continues till now. Amen. By a raw act of obedience without anything offering connected. Meet with me tomorrow in Makurdi. Yes, sir. Very inconvenient. And I did. So you came? I said, yes, sir, with a smile. No, you said, Neither. And then I said, from today, I impart to you the gift of on time. Before the needs arise, the supply will be waiting. Priestly blessings, they stick to advance our destiny. They stick to advance our destiny. They stick. Don't bluff. Priestly blessing. Don't bluff it. You can't buy it in the market. Don't bluff priestly blessing. Don't bluff it. Don't bluff it in your life forever. They will show you sometimes, I think, what do they call it? The Ark Project. We are all watching, all of us, including myself. By and who? We are just watching. You have not moved the building, all the chillers for central air conditioner are here. The chillers yard is like a factory. Several tons. My God. Before the needs arise, the supply, simple obedience, no financial communication. No. No, why should I come? No. There's a test to pass to cross into obedience. There's a test to pass. May you pass that test. Now, but here is it. There is no blessing in a priest that can flow to you without receiving the person of the priest and believe in the ministry that God has given him. There is no way. Forget about your traveling offering. You receive and believe And then the blessing flows. And then the blessing flows. The Archbishop has gone to heaven about 25 years ago. I'm still there. The day you disconnect the pipe from the mains, it will run dry. Again, has gone to heaven now. 20 years. I'm still there. So it's not enough to connect, but to sustain the connectivity. And then the grace that flows through that begins to flow. We need this revelation, sir. We need it. We need it. I never heard from God, this hand will never know dryness. I heard from a priest. I never heard from God, before the needs arise, supply will be waiting. I heard from a priest. I never heard from God, fresh oil, keep him ever fresh. I heard from a priest. So when I stand, so many graces are flowing. They call them the spirit of just men made perfect. Somebody's story is changing. One of them said to me, you will end up doing 20 times more than where I stop. Come on now. You can't get that for free. It's genuine followership that provokes all things. The day you are higher than that source, the flow will stop. Water never flows uphill, it flows downhill. Only the better blesses the lower. When you raise up yourself above that source, well done. Baba Egi was alive when this sanctuary was dedicated. Wouldn't I be stupid to think that I'm now Baba Egi's senior? They say, why? How many people are in Rema Bible Church? What's the capacity? What is nonsense? Is it not from him that it flows? That's where the problem is. People just raise themselves above their source and the flow stops. They raise themselves above their source and the flow stops. Somebody's connecting right now. Don't despise the flow of virtues into your life. Don't despise it or it stops. Don't ever despise it or it stops. Matthew 10, 41 is a control room for that. That's what enhances the continuity of the flow. It never stops. One day one of them said to me, from today, my sword is your sword. And my breastplate is your breastplate. What kind of breast? Amen. From today, my sword is your sword. And my breastplate is your breastplate. I began to unravel that with time. And I discovered that there is nothing that works in his hand that will not work in my hand. Nothing that ever works in his hand that will not work in my hand. The sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. Whatever God conquered through him, he will conquer through me. Can I hear your amen? There's a place for priestly blessing. Every believer needs to locate such sources as it leads to their life. And be reminded, they are not getting nothing from you, sir. Nothing. You sow seed is to lift you. Is a seed of honor for your honor. They already honored. It's from their honor you are tapping. So it will help you, but don't ever think you can use offering to connect. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward. He that gives an offering, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward. Amen. By his grace, we have an hangar at the airport. We never built it. We never built it. We just call one of us, please, have you ever worked at the airport before, any construction there? I say, it's all civil engineering. I say, okay. Send us your bill. He came back. He said, God told me to build it. I said, no, we have the budget for it. He said, God told me to build it. Don't rob me of the blessing. So we own an anger we didn't build. Somebody's confessing. I didn't confess. I didn't pray. I didn't do anything. God will decorate your life. Amen. From today, he said, my sword is your sword and my breastplate is your breastplate. Those are blessings you can't pick in the market. There is no intercessory prayer that can bring you to that. They come through priestly blessings as ordained by God. As ordained by God. As ordained, sir. There was no time they introduced me at Agnes meeting. You mean for what? This short man? How? There was no day I sat on the front row in my life. Somebody's story is changing. I didn't need the seat. I need the flow. It's the flow I needed. Somebody's story is changing. That does not only just release blessings, it brings a covering. What do I call it? In these terrific days, we need prophetic covering over our lives. Saul was in hot purchase after David to kill him. David fled to Samuel. There was no way the mysteries of Saul could get there. As they got close to the place, they started prophesying. They just got converted. Saul still waited. They are not here. They say, they are already priests. He said the next one. They started prophesying. Paul said, I will go there myself. Saul said, I will go there myself. What nonsense. Afaro, he simply naked, was prophesying life. Life naked. Life. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Life, he was prophesying naked all day. He was painted by the Holy Ghost under that covering. The cheapest way to mess up your enemies is take a prophetic covering as God may direct you. Praise God. I'm heavily covered. Heavily. Heavily covered. It taught me very early. I didn't read a book. It taught me very early. It taught me very early. I've followed Copeland now since 1977. Not to be known, not to be seen. I just saw God connect me and I began to look out for what God shows him. Somebody's story is changing. Yeah. Priestly blessings are assets. Can I have you say that with me? You will not miss it. Yeah. You will not miss it. Yeah. You will not miss it. Yeah. Priestly blessings are assets. The priest Elijah appeared in the house of the widow of Zarephath as led by God to sustain her in famine. So she received him. I never knew the meaning of famine for 3.5 years. Feeding fat from heaven supplies. You receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. That widow of a prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. The old man didn't go to look for any help. So he died of debt. The two sons were collaterals for their debt. The wife said, now my husband is dead, I better look for help. And then received a priest, obeyed the instruction of the priest. She paid off all her debt and was asked to go and live on the rest. You receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. One day the Lord said to me, all the seed you return with from this tree, give it to my servant. And I said, sir, for you. Send for your hand. I did. I put this back in your hand. And from the day this hand will not know dryness. They are not consumers. I've never had any of my God-sent prophets ask anything from me in my life. No. No. He put it back in my hand. I said, no. Open your hand. I put it back in your hand. Those who are hunting for things, they are not prophets. At all. Come on now. They are not prophets. He didn't take it, sir. Yet he received the blessing. He released the blessing. Someone brought a vehicle here for a seed. And I felt led to find out who brought this car. They brought her. And I said, how are you? I said, I'm fine. Your family said, my husband is dead. I'm a widow. How do you get children to school? He said, God is taking care of that. I said, the Lord spoke to me to put this back in your hand. He has accepted your seed. There's going to be an explosion of blessings. 6 months after she came back, it has happened, sir. It has happened, sir. It has happened. God didn't take that seed. It came from a pure heart. It's not to me. He gave it to the church. And I'm representing God in this church. So I pass it back to him as indicated by God. And blessings exploded. So, these priests are not looking for things. Anybody looking for things is not a priest. It's a merchant. It's a merchant, sir. It's a merchant. Merchant to the core. March unto the call. Let God lead you to where you belong. Connect. Stay connected. And stay under the covering. It is to your benefit. It's what? It's to your benefit. It's to your benefit. Nobody's benefiting from it. I'm speaking to you on channels of blessings. Blessings are never too much. I'll pour you out a blessing. There be not room enough to receive them. That's where you're entering into. 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 That's the realm you're entering into. Most of the time, they come with instructions from the world to us. Meet me so-and-so, please. That's how I was directed. And I went. So you came. Then the blessing that was reserved was released. What do you have in your house? Nothing. Okay, go away. Oh, except a cruise of oil. Can you pour that one? Get as many things as you can get. Shut the door against yourself. And then overflowing oil came. Marketable oil came. Destiny opened up. May you be sensitive to this instruction. One of us, I was told just yesterday, he was had nose cancer. You know, you can't hear that. But here we were going to have our monthly leadership empowerment summit. She carried the nose there. As the word was going forth on transmission, power hit him on that nose. And it burst and began to drop. She testified the Sunday that followed Saturday. See what came out. The nose went flat. Cancer went dead. By simple obedience. By what? Now, somebody was well. It won't come. It was very well. It was weller than being well. But it won't come. I can't go on Saturday. That's the only time I rest. Saturday is the only time I rest. Somebody brought his cancerous nose. Not minding the mockery. He said something like electric came through the screen. And then, one day I said, meet me in Lagos. And you are not doing so well in the body at that time. But if he says, you'll come. You know what happened the night? I told one of our pastors, I said, leave that country by the next flight. What's happening? Have I committed an offense? Next flight, get out of this town. He left. Flight came that day around 2 p.m. By 5 p.m., rebels struck on the apartment. Where's the Nigerian missionary? The Nigerian missionary. He was to be dead that night. Wow. They don't threaten people, sir. They offer instructions as inspired by God to secure you. Somebody's life is changed. Yeah. Don't feel threatened under a prophetic covering. It is for your good. Amen. One of our priests came where my wife was under that attack. He said, I want my daughter out of this town in 5 days. And I'm also a small prophet. But I didn't see that. We packaged her in 3 days out of town. She's alive today and well. Something's breaking forth in your life. If you truly receive a prophet, when he proclaims a blessing, amen. Your spirit man receives it. All those blessings, I don't have to document them for life. They are inside my spirit. As it was releasing it, it was entering the right place. Entering the right place. Whether they did it casually or they did it intentionally, it doesn't matter. It's entering the right place. Entering the right place. Because I receive them as sent to me for my blessing. I close with that in Luke chapter 4, verse 25 to 27. There were many lepers in Israel. Unto none was Elijah sent, but unto Naaman the Syrian. So he sends prophets our ways. If you are sensitive to know whosoever he sends. Amen. There were many widows in Israel. Unto none was Elijah sent, but unto the widow of Nazareth, of what is it called? Zarephath. That tells you he sends prophets the way of his people. May you not miss any priest sent your way. Yeah. And everyone they sent them to, their story changed. Their story changed. It's not that. It's not going to come about it. Naaman's flesh was restored to that of like a little baby. The widow was feeding fat for 3.5 years. They don't take from people. They enhance people's worth. Something's breaking forth in your life. In the name of Jesus. Two things have come through here. You don't receive and believe them. You can't tap into what they carry. Two, you never outgrow them. Yes. Don't let your size of life make you think you are now their equal. The flow will stop the day you go above them. It's gravity. The power of God, the virtue of heaven, is likened to a river. When you lift yourself above the source of the river can't reach you anymore. You have entered dry season. These men are forever above me, and I enjoy it. Praise God. I genuinely, continuously, untiringly enjoy it. I'm the best for it. They are adding value to my life. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Number four, which is the last, is parental blessings. Let me have you say parental blessings. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Parental blessings. Exodus 20, the first commandment of the law, verse 5. Let's start from 4, please. Thou shalt not make unto thyself. Verse 12, sorry. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Parental blessings, among others, carry the seal of longevity with them. We saw Paul reference that passage in Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Paul said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is good. Now, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. So they carry blessings in their bowels for us. Those blessings, among other things, cause us to prevail where others struggle. Those blessings are even described as prophetic in Genesis 49, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather ye yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. You know, he's a God of protocols. So he arranges blessings in them for us, and we provoke those blessings by honoring them, your father and your mother. Let's see the wonders of these blessings in chapter 49 of Genesis, verse 22 beginning. Though service a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the walls. The archers have sorely gripped him and shot at him and hated him, his brethren. But his bow abounded in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by thy God, even by the God of thy mother, thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth within, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessing of the mother. The blessings of thy father has prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors. What you have never seen in a generation, he's coming your way. Because this blessing will cause you to prevail where others struggle. These are the wonders of parental blessings. That prevail, instead of killing him, they say, no, don't let us kill him. Let's sell him. We need money. Potiphar's wife was, he wanted to rape me. That equals death. for the captain of the garrison, that equals death. But the blessing will let them kill him. The blessing. Isaiah 65 verse 8. They saw it not, but there's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in him. The blessing of the father, the blessing of the mother, they preserve and cause men to prevail. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Somebody's life is blessed.
Amen.
Don't pull your shoulders against your parents. It's a curse. Don't put your trouser below your buttock. What did you pay? I'll pay you all your school fees, you pay. Israel cursed his father or his mother. His lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. You're just going to obscurity straight. Proverbs 20:20. Don't do nyanga to your parents. In the name of, I just came back from America. Some folks are struggling today because they are using their being outside to disconnect from their parents. They walk and walk and nothing works. Bring me the venison such as I love, that my soul may bless thee before I die. You honor them with what adds value to them, and their soul pours out a blessing in response. It's not about what you have, it's about where your heart is. Let honor begin from there. That's where it begins from. To get home as a student and tell your parents, just to let you know how much I appreciate you for spending this much on me for my life. I thank you for all your labor. Are you following? They say, come, my son. Be blessed. Something jumps out of them. For acknowledging their role in your life, something jumps out of them. I used to tell students when they are graduating, write a letter to your parents. And if you have the means, buy a pair of bedroom slippers so they can use that to go to bedroom. Say, I just brought it for you. It will be quite some blessing as you go into the bedroom for a shower. Just do something. Do something that portrays honor. Honor from the heart. Don't sit down at home as a young lady. Your mother is cooking. Is my food ready? Come and eat it. You sit down at home, sir. For 6 months, say you are looking for your job. Your father has a business, you don't have any part to play there. Your mother has a business, you don't have anything to play there. So you are chatting. Things tough. My God. I mean, I will leave this country any time. Either by road or by ship. And the hardship is self-caused. It's self-caused in your house. Somebody's story is changing. Without genuine honor to your parents, you have lost honor in your life. It is the seed you sow that you reap. Honor. I was moved by God growing up as a young man, and I was led to buy some little furniture for my grandmother. The whole sum was 24 naira. That is some 2 seats and one central table. That was a lot of money. You brought this for me? I said, yes, ma'am. You will be great. It jumped out of her intestine. I was 20 years old. You better know where the blessings lie and connect. You are eating with 10 fingers. Your parents are struggling to find what to eat next. Can I have non-alcoholic wine? Even the well in your company, the village is not working. The well where they are drinking water that is not pure. It's not working. Can you serve them, please? I mean, I have some guests here. Serve them snacks. Your office is very restaurant. Serve them snacks. Nobody eats in my office. Except to cough, they won't give you anything. It's not a restaurant. We have so many restaurants here. You just go. Amen. Life! He wasted his substance on riotous living, and afterwards he began to be in want. Somebody said to me, I thank God my parents have died. There are people they left behind. You can't kill all of them at the same time. There are people they left behind. You can't kill them at the same time. Amen. In fact, you need to repent, even if they are dead. Repent of your dishonor while they lived. Amen. Repent. It has gone so bad today that parents pass on to glory, children won't come. Why? No flight ticket. But then what are you doing there? No, you can't put them together. It's gross dishonor. Gross dishonor. That they are burying your father on social media for you to watch. Somebody's free. You are that individual. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Everybody needs parental blessings. Everybody needs it. No matter the anointing you carry, it will be a substitute. Everybody needs it. Now, let me tell you the game of the hour. There are some disconnect devices of the devil in these last days to rob us of these avenues of blessings. We have them listed out in 2 Timothy chapter 3. They are all devices of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. He said, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. He's full of subtlety. He can deceive anybody. A disconnect from these sources will limit the worth of our life in several ways. One among the things listed there is a perilous time shall come, troublesome time shall come, turbulent time shall come, because men shall be lovers of their own selves. Nobody else matters. I can approach God directly. There's a people here in Judges chapter 18. And verse 7 to 10. Judges 18. 7 to 10. They saw a people here that dwelt carelessly after the manner of the Zeronians, quiet and secure. There was no magistrate in the land that might put any of them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zeronians and had no business with any man. So they were easy to invade. There was no connections. They were easy to invade. They invaded Laish and turned the name of the city to Dan. They were written off permanently because they dwelt carelessly and had no business with any man. You go to verse 27 of it, they had no business with any man. Nobody to rise to help them. So they lost their heritage permanently. They lost it permanently. The Danites took over the place and changed the name of the city after overrunning them. The people dwelt careless. No business with any man. They are lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own self. Me, a rich fool. I will build. I will eat till I die. He didn't even mention a wife. Nobody could imagine whether he was married or not. I will eat. I will drink. I have enough to eat and drink myself alone. God said, tonight, people like you should not live here. Tonight, I'm taking your soul from you. They have no business with any man. Some people's parents don't weigh this much to them. No. I had a friend many years ago in the U.S. and I asked him, how are your parents doing? He said, fine. I said, where's your father? He used to live in this city, but he has moved. I said, your father? The trouble of life, people don't know where it is. You know, they do that diagnosis in the hospital to find out where the disease is. This man cannot specifically where his father was. The father that born him. And he was a ministry. There's no Western Bible. No, don't say that I'm American. American what? The commandment of the Lord is him. It's the same. There's no Western Bible. You don't honor your parents, you are losing honor. These folks, he said, this last day people will love us of their own self. Whatever they want is fine now. What you think about them is nothing. They don't have any business with you. What is different? Are you the only one that train children in school? What is about? What should you do after all? Should you train me in school? You are harassing your parents. Abba, may your children not harass you. Now, so you find those vices listed. They are determined to disconnect God's people from their channels of blessings. Even people can say, okay, that God said that doesn't matter. I have my mind. I know what I'm doing. God can't force his way on anybody. Papa says so. You just do what you like. What you don't like, you don't do it. They are boasters. Now, proud, disobedient to parents, unthankful, truth breakers, despisers, heady, high-minded. That's how people get disconnected from these channels of blessings. Those vices of the end time just get them disconnected. Some will talk about their parents will be wondering, is that your parent or your guardian? Amen. You can't pick it. You can't pick honor. That's not you. I'm speaking to all the young men here. You better mind that. You are changing level. Please note, prophetic blessings are prophetic in nature. God honors it. God ordered it. When you connect with it, God confirms it. May every blessing proclaimed on any of us by our parents find full expression. May the honor that brought the blessing never be disconnected from. Yeah. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. 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 Jesus, the prophet of prophets, had this 12 folks around him. Not one broke down once. under that covering. Not one. A prophet shall not send to you like unto me, him shall ye hear. They stood under his covering. They were covered from all the horrors of the hour. Arise, let us go. And they were, oh, but this one is sick. Let's wait a bit for him. They were just on the go, on the go. 3.5 solid years with unbelievable schedule. They were on the go. They were under that canopy, under that covering. May you not miss his covering. Amen. We have had amazing testimonies around the world of people that are under some priestly coverings in their life and how much God has used that to rescue them from danger spots. You won't miss your place. Amen. You won't miss your place. Amen. May the cloud of glory ordained for you under such coverings never be despised. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Someone was captured here by kidnappers, and suddenly someone called him, his phone rang, and here was I speaking on the phone in tongues. They said, "Who is that?" I said, "My father." "Who is your father?" "Bishop." Back. Please, tell him we didn't touch you. Please tell him we didn't touch you. And they gave him money to go back to where he was coming. Come and say covering. Say with me, covering. Somebody's destiny is preserved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Not they are anything of themselves. It is what God made them to be to us. May we never miss it. May we never miss it. Someday the servant of Elisha saw an army of men, horses and chariots around the mountain. "Alas, master, what shall we do?" G3. Elisha said, "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." He said, "Lord, open the eyes of this, my son." And then he saw the mountain filled with horses and chariots of fire. That one is of flesh, that is of fire. And so they came. And Elisha said, "Smite them with blindness." And they went blind, with eyes open. And they were able to follow the trip on the track they were leading them. They led them to the camp of their enemy, straight on. He said, "Lord, now open their eyes." You know what it means? Surrender. Total surrender. Your enemies will surrender. Yeah. Under your God ordained covering, your enemies will surrender. Yeah. Your enemies will surrender to you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No one is up to this journey on his own. Woe unto him that is alone. God has put in place people around us, people over us, people with us to make this journey great. May we not be trapped by these end time vices. May we see value in whatever God leads us to do. May no one react against the truth of scriptures anymore. May these channels of blessing keep flowing in your life. May your pipe and the channel never run dry. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Humble yourself first under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Oh, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. We are taught of that amazingly today. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Speak to the Lord right now. Speak to the Lord right now to help you connect with his channels of obedience, his channels of blessings. We begin with delightsome obedience to every commandment and instruction of scriptures. And about commitment to living a life that pleases God. To connect with priestly coverings that he may have put in place over our lives. And to stay connected. To connect with the parental blessings that makes it well with people on the earth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Blessings in the kingdom are never too much. For in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, and here we are, even our village is not being blessed yet, to the point that you can call a blessing of the people in the village where we came from. Yet, God has an agenda for us to be a blessing to the world, to the world. You are going somewhere. He went ahead and said, you shall lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. So where are we now? The blessings will never be too much if your heart is open to what God, where God is taking you to. My prayer is that no one will miss his place from this channels of blessings. Yeah. No one will miss his place from this channels of blessings. Yeah. No one will miss his place from this his channels of blessings. Yeah. Lord, help me to see where you are taking me to so I can remain on track with you. Help me to see where you are taking me to in the covenant so I can remain on track with you. Help me to see where you are taking me to in the covenant so I can remain on track with you. Help me to see where you are taking me to in the covenant so I can stay on course with you. Help me to see where you are taking me to so I can remain on course. Many have not imparted on their street, talk less of their town where they live. Very few may have imparted on their nation, and God is saying, I'm taking you somewhere which shall be a blessing to many nations of the earth. To see where you're taking me to. Precious name we are praying. Just before we close, prophets, among others, are sent as fathers to whomsoever they are sent. Elisha, the son of Shaphat, said to Elijah, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof. The king of Israel said to Elisha, my father, should I smite them? So prophets are sent as fathers to whomsoever they are sent to. So there is no fatherless human being on the earth. Can I hear your loudest amen? There is no fatherless human being on the earth. If God has sent any priest along your way, he's also sent as a father to you. In the precious name of Jesus, wherever Abraham got to in his walk with God, we shall all get there. Yeah. And go beyond there. Yeah. That's a lot of potential, see? Matthew 11:11, the word says, of all born of women, there is no one as great as John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom, greater than he. John had plenty of potential that was wasted to carelessness. Wasted. You are sent to the wilderness. What are you doing in the palace? King, why did you marry Herodias? How dare you? My name is John the Baptist. He just overstepped his boundary. Immaculate, and was slaughtered by the will of a girl. Not that he was an adultery. Slaughtered. Potential is one. Realization of potential is another. Lord, help me to realize the potentials of redemption that you have put in my life. Help me to realize the potentials of redemption you have put in my life. Amazing. Greater than all born of women. Greater than Abraham. Greater than Abraham. Jesus. Help me to realize the redemptive potentials deposited in me. Deliver me from carelessness. 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 Getting over charge with other men's matters. Help me to stay focused. In Jesus' precious name, I was praying in the morning and I said something. God said, shut up. I said, keep me focused on you. He said, no, I can only help you to stay focused. I can't keep you focused. Lord, keep me focused on you. Tell me, no, I can only help you to stay focused. I can only help you if you choose to be focused. I can't choose for you to be focused, and I can't keep you focused, but I can help you to stay focused. A million bars or all. There are things we ask God to do. He's also looking at us. What are you talking about? It may keep you focused. Don't focus. Lord, keep me tithing. I'll be checking you, your account. You're not my accountant. I'll be checking your book. Now, will you pray? Help me to stay connected to every prophetic channel of blessings on my path. Help me to stay connected to every prophetic channel you have laid out for me. Help me to stay connected. Help me to stay connected. Help me to stay connected. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And get seated, please. Amen. Am I sure the choir is ready to sing a song that I would like you to sing? Blessings of the Lord come on me. Amen. I'm ready for the blessings of the Lord. Are you ready to sing that song? Are you very sure? Your uniform looks so great. Amen. So, sing that song to bless the Lord and to keep us on track for his blessings in our life.